DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt from our October 29th, 2014 show. The system is not something that you should use to automatically write women off. You don't wait for her, in other words, to screw up and count the errors. No, you have to give her a chance, as our caller learned. By the way, subscribe to DocLoveClub.com because you get about 3.5 minutes of a show that went over an hour, and we covered why space is important. How late is too late when she's meeting you? 15 minutes? Half hour? Can you overcome her girlfriends being jerks? And a good way to be playful on a date. There is so much more that you're missing if you're not a Doc Love Club member. And all you have to do is take a 7-day free trial to DocLoveClub.com and check it out for yourself. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy your excerpt.
My name is Sam, and I am Egyptian, 33 years old. I'm calling actually now from America, but I am Egyptian.
Good. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. How are you doing, Doc?
Good. How can I help you?
You're the first man to understand women in 6,000 years in America. I'm the first man to understand women in 6,000 years in Egypt.
Perfect. It rubbed off on you. And your question, please.
My question is, you say that dating is a numbers game. I agree with you on everything in the system except this one particular point. I think, well, what I try to do is to limit the number of girls I date because I think it's more about quality, not quantity.
Yeah, but you don't know that until you go out with them 2 or 3 times.
Well, that's the point. I think you can have, I have very specific criteria that I have developed over the years.
And you think at the end of one date, you can know that? If this girl wants to go out with a second date on you, and you spend an hour with this girl, an hour and a half, you can know not to go out with her again after one visit when she wants to see you again.
Well, that's one thing I've been doing for I did that.
I think you're rushing the system. So you go out with a girl once, and even though she wants to go out with you, if she doesn't meet your criteria, you're not going to ask her out again.
Yes.
Well, how do you go down your list? The first thing is supposed to be fun and light. Do you have when do you want to get married? How many kids you want? What church are we going to raise the kids in? Do you have a list you go down?
Well, actually, no, I never mention anything like that. Actually, I keep it very light and very fun, and I have a lot of fun with girls. But I write off girls very quickly after the first date, and sometimes even after I get their number, I think they are older than me, or they, there are cultural differences.
I think you're writing off women too fast.
Okay, so you think that's not right?
Give them one more date. Sometimes people on the first date, they're a little nervous, and then all of a sudden on the second date, they just open up because you got a little time in. I don't think you can. You know who does this? Women in their 30s that want to have babies. And what first thing they ask the guy on the first date is, when do you want to get married? How many kids you want? Oh, you don't? Goodbye. He's out. Well, what if he's great in every other area? What if he fell in love with you? He wouldn't want those kids to end up marrying you.
I see.
But that's his initial reaction.
Okay,
you're jumping the gun. I think you're jumping the gun. You should give him one more time.
All right. So do you have a benchmark, like how many dates you think you can make up your mind if you're looking for a long-term relationship?
Until she gives me red flags. If her interest level is rising and I'm having a good time with her and she shows up,
well,
then I've got to spend more time with her. I only get rid of her after she gives me a big fat, red flag. But a lot of them will give you red flags on the first date.
Okay, I see. But what if you're not really interested?
If you're not interested, you shouldn't go out with her. That's interest level. You shouldn't go out with her. If her interest level is high and yours is not high, you shouldn't go out with her. But I'm saying if your interest level is high and hers is high, and she says one thing, it sounds a little goofy, don't write her off.